During the meeting that took place in the buffer zone that divides this island, the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders began discussions on the thorny issue of property rights. The property dispute involves thousands of Cypriot citizens who stake a claim on houses, hotels and businesses seized by Turkish forces during the 1974 hostilities, which left this Mediterranean island divided. UN Peacekeeping Force spokesman Jose Luis Diaz told VOA News that the meeting was productive and stressed that every issue on the leaders' agenda is complex.
All the issues practically are quite complex. It's difficult to say which one is the most difficult. As the UN, we've been here for 45 years now working on this, on these issues. So we expect these to be complex and challenging, but the important thing we feel is that they're obviously committed to seeing this process through.
There are many other sensitive subjects that are being discussed in these talks, including governance, those displaced after the 1974 Turkish invasion, and the presence of more than 30,000 Turkish troops in northern Cyprus. Turkish Cypriots have complained in recent months that the talks, which started in September last year, are moving at a sluggish pace, and they want the United Nations to set a time frame. Diaz told VOA that the United Nations does not intend to impose a calendar for a conclusion of the talks.
There is no time frame. I think everybody wants to see it come to a conclusion relatively quickly or as soon as possible. In any case, we've been saying that this year presents a very good opportunity to make good progress on reaching a settlement.
In a separate development, a Turkish judge says he's opened an investigation into a popular television actor who said he killed a Greek Cypriot prisoner of war during Turkey's 1974 invasion of Cyprus. Actor Otila Olgak made the confession on a live TV talk show, but later retracted his comment. The remarks have caused outrage in both Cyprus and Turkey, with Greek Cypriot authorities demanding a full investigation. Cyprus has been divided since 1974 when Turkey invaded the north in response to a military coup on the island that was backed by the Athens government. South Cyprus joined the European Union in 2004 and the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognized by Turkey. Nathan Morley for VOA News, Nicosia.